Okay, I have a really special story for all of you, but first I want to ask you a question. Do you guys know how much you're loved? Do you guys know that before you were born, your parents prayed for you and they had such a great desire in their heart to see you and that they love you very much? And I'm going to show you how much they love you. I'm going to talk to the congregation for just a minute, okay? I'll be right back. I want to ask the congregation, anyone who's in the congregation that is a parent of any of these children, to raise their hand. Any parents, raise your hand. Any grandparents of these children, aunts?
Anybody wants to claim these kids down here? Come on.
Any aunts or uncles?
Aunts or uncles, friends?
Any teachers, any Sabbath school teachers, raise your hands. Anybody who loves his children enough to be concerned about their future, raise their hands. You guys stand up. I want you to see all the hands. I'm not even going to look back because I know my church loves its children. So I want you guys to stand up. Do you see the hands? Wave to them. Are they waving back? They waving back? Yeah? Okay, thank you, congregation. Okay, you guys can sit down. Did you see all those hands?
Yeah.
Those are all the people that love you guys. I'm going to tell you a story about a little boy who was very much loved before he was born also. His mother had a great desire in her heart to have a son. And so she asked God over and over again, please send me a child. And finally, God answered her prayers and she sent her a son. He sent her a son. She named him Samuel. His mother, Hannah, prayed for him and prayed for him. And when Samuel finally came, she was so happy and grateful to God, Joshua, that she took Samuel to the temple and took him there so that he can serve and help in God's temple. He brought Samuel to the temple and he said to Eli the priest, I'm leaving Samuel here so that he can help you inside God's house. I'm giving him back to God. So Samuel was very small, maybe smaller than some of you or maybe around your age, but he stayed with Eli in the temple and he helped around the church of God. He helped sweep, he helped dust, he helped clean up, he helped Eli in all of the things that he had to do inside of the church. Samuel knew that it was really, really important to take care of God's house. And that's what he learned every single day that he was there. Every day he helped clean. And I want to tell you guys something also. It's really, really important that we take care of God's house and we keep it clean. You guys know why I like to give the children a story? Because it gives me an opportunity to talk about adventures. Since I'm one of the adventure leaders, I really like to brag about the adventures. So I'm going to show you guys a couple of pictures in a moment, and I'm also going to tell you what the adventurers did last Sabbath. Last Saturday evening was our first meeting, and a couple of the adventurers' families got together, parents, kids, grandparents, and we cleaned a little bit around God's house. If you guys look up there, we swept outside of the fireside room. We dusted the benches, we picked up trash, we picked up leaves, and the kids were so proud of what they did because they had taken care of God's temple. They had taken care of God's house. Can you see what they were doing up there? Some of you were there.
Well, that's me.
That's you. That's right.
That's me.
The adventure children followed the example of Samuel, and they helped clean the house of God. So if you guys want to give me a moment, I'm going to talk to the congregation again, okay? Congregation, let's give these kids a big amen.
Amen.
For what they did. Can I ask you guys, sir, Joanna, to stand up for a minute? Snap it up again. Look back there. Are they still there? Are they awake? That was kind of a weak amen. I thought maybe they fell asleep during my story. I want to hear a loud amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Greg. See, that was for you guys because the church is also, Joshua, very proud of what you guys have done for God's house. And I want to take this moment to remind everybody what we can do to keep God's house clean. One thing we want to remember is not to bring food and beverage inside the church unless it's water. Okay? And to remember to pick up after ourselves and to kind of remind the parents to keep an eye on all of you so that they can help you keep God's house clean also. Do you guys want to do that for me? Yes, you want to take care of God's house? Mrs. Scott is going to give you a chore chart, and what I want you to do is take it home, talk to your parents about ways that you can help around the house also, some chores that you can do to make it a little bit easier for Mommy and Daddy at home.
You can
There's a lot of things you can do at home. You can help mommy sweep. You can help clean your room. You can take care of yourself by brushing your own teeth and getting dressed, getting ready for school, doing your homework when you're asked. There's so many things that you can do to help at home. Okay, you guys ready to talk to God for a moment? Okay, let's stand up. Dear Father, we thank you for this house. We thank you for being here with us. We ask that you will help us to always take care of God's house and to keep it clean and to help each other out, to love our brothers and our sisters here in church and to treat each other like family. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you want to grab your basket?